proposed wind farm could be the biggest yet. Turbines taller than Blackpool Tower would dominate Calderdale's special moorland if a proposed wind farm goes ahead, claim campaigners. In September, Calderdale Wind Farm Limited, in conjunction with renewable energy investors WWRE, announced it is exploring options to build a 65-turbine wind farm on more than 2,300 hectares of land at Walshaw Moor above Hebden Bridge. But a campaign group against the proposals, Save Walshaw Moor, argues the industrial development would be environmentally damaging. The group reports 130 people packed a public meeting at Wadsworth Community Centre to discuss impacts that the wind farm might have on the landscape and wildlife of the Upper Calder Valley and voice their objections to the scheme. Walshaw Moor's sighting within the Powth Pennine Moor's site of special scientific interest has led local conservationists Upper Calderdale Wildlife Network to call it the jewel in the crown of Calderdale's wildlife sites, say campaigners. The company's proposals would threaten this, they allege, with turbines potentially up to 200 metres high, 40 metres taller than Blackpool Tower, scattering over 9 square miles of ecologically sensitive moorland. The turbines would dominate Walshaw Dean, Wadsworth Moor and Widdup Moor, intrude on the renowned National Trust estate of Hardcastle Crags, loom over the beautiful and spoilt valley of Crimsworth Dean, be visible from Todbiddin Landmark, Studley Pike, and rear up on the horizon above Topwithens. The ruined farmstead said to have inspired Emily Bronte's classic novel Wuthering Heights, campaigners argue. Presentations at the meeting also highlighted potential impact on the moorland habitat and blanket peat bogs. And there were comments on potential impact of turbines of this size from Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, Halifax Scientific Society, the RSPB and local walkers. These included impact on ground nesting birds, including curlews, lapwings and golden plovers. Calderdale Wind Farm Limited said the wind farm could be England's biggest if it progresses.